Federal health researchers are visiting the Appalachian coal fields to recruit allies in the fight against black lung disease. As Benny Becker reports, a resurgence in the worst form of the condition may affect as many as 5% of experienced miners in our region.
Medical students fill an auditorium at the University of Pikeville to hear the latest on black lung, a disease many think should be history by now.
If we come to your town, there's generally something bad going on there. And that's certainly the case in Pike County, Kentucky, and the surrounding areas. We're at the epicenter of one of the largest industrial medicine disasters that the United States has ever seen.
That's Scott Laney. He was part of a research team that identified a resurgence in the worst form of black lung disease. Laney and his colleague David Blackley got word that a clinic here in Pike County had more cases than a national screening program had seen nationwide.
We found only a few dozen cases of complicated black lung in the last several years, but just in the last year and a half at one clinic in Pikeville, we saw 60 cases.
Blackley and Laney came to the coal field seeking to raise awareness in the local medical field and also to find and encourage new collaborations. The researchers only found out about the resurgence once they connected with a local physician, Dr. Brandon Crum. Crum says what's troubling isn't just the number of new black lung patients, it's how quickly he's seeing the disease progress in young miners.
Being from a mining family and a miner myself, the thought was it would occur in your 70s and your 80s and you would have trouble breathing, but it wouldn't affect your life. But with this new aggressive form of the disease, we're seeing it attack younger and younger miners with shorter duration of mining.
Crum says he's seen the worst form of black lung disease in miners who spent as few as 7 years working in coal mines.
The biggest concern for us is to get the awareness out there that this has happened in extremely young individuals.
David Blackley, the federal researcher, also says it's been a challenge to create awareness of the current rise in severe black lung.
Many people think black lung, isn't that something that went away in the 1960s and 70s. This is something that's real, it's something that's ongoing, and it should be recognized as the tragedy that it is.
Last December, NPR and The Resource obtained records from several black lung health clinics in the region and found another 962 incidents of severe black lung. Blackley and Laney have been reaching out to clinics, hoping to create a more comprehensive count. They expect to find more new cases of severe black lung in young miners and more work that needs to be done.
We plan on working on this issue for many, many years until it's remedied.
Last week, a bipartisan group of legislators sent a letter to President Trump requesting $3.3 million of additional funding for black lung health clinics facing this resurgence in black lung disease. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker, reporting from Pikeville, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from WEKU. You'll find this and other stories from the Ohio Valley Resource on our website at weku.fm. And we are interested in your feedback on all of our stories and our programming at WEKU. Please write to us at any time, weku@eku.edu. You can post on the website or the WEKU Facebook page. You can also send a tweet at 889-WEKU or call and leave a voicemail message, 859-622-1657. That's 859-622-1657.